Welcome back to the Sunday Splash program on Radio Islam International. Now we're speaking about parenting teenagers. Parenting a teenager is never easy. You may feel exhausted from lying awake at night, worrying about where your child is, who they are with, and what they are doing. You may also feel despair over failed attempts to communicate, the endless fights, the open defiance, not to mention the moodiness, the intense emotions, and the impulsive and reckless conduct of a teenager. Sometimes it may be hard to believe, but know your teenager is not an alien from a distant planet. They are wired differently. A teenager's brain is still actively developing, therefore processes information differently than a mature adult's brain. Now, to take us through the discussion about parenting teenagers, we are speaking to Sister Zarina Davids, who is a teen life coach and a parent partner. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister.
Wa'alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah for taking out the time and joining us on Radio Islam International this morning.
JazakAllah for having me, Father. It's an honor.
Sister, tell us about some of the problems that teenagers face today.
You know, Brother, that's quite a complex question. It is there's a variety of complex challenges that teenagers face. I will just point out some of the common ones. Currently, I think what is drastically on the rise is mental health issues. Issues like anxiety, depression, and stress are all on the rise. This also has an impact with them coping with the academic pressure, which I think what could be highly responsible for is the social media and peer relationships, which contribute to these challenges as well. Then we have bullying, which is a very real issue in person and more so online. This can lead to substance abuse. We have, like I said, social media issues, which is like cyberbullying. And what ultimately happens with social media is they end up comparing themselves, and this leads to low self-esteem. With the result that this allow, you know, this makes them withdraw, and then they have a reduced, social interactions, and they just feel like they're just not enough. With this, we have body image and eating disorders, and then peer relationships as well. These can be impactful to their mental health as well.
What are some of the common signs of a troubled teenager?
I think as a parent, we need to look out for changes in behavior, mood swings. Yes, a teenager, normally, you know, a teenager is a moody individual. But if it is something that we know our children as parents, and I think if the mood swings are very much different to what we know them to be, we should take notice of that. We should take notice when they withdraw from social activities, something that they might have enjoyed before, which they just reject. Then you have a decline in their academic performance, and then you have aggression and defiance. And then also secretive behavior, you know, sneaking around, doing things behind your back. Then you have changes in sleeping and eating habits. And then another thing which is also, you know, sometimes we don't realize it, but they self-harm. They actually harm themselves. They can cut themselves. They can hurt themselves in specific ways. And then also when they have this negative talk of hopelessness, those are all signs that we should take note of.
Sister, we're speaking about the common signs of a troubled teenager, and obviously you've highlighted some very concerning behaviors of teenagers. Should teens be supervised 24/7?
I think the need for constant supervision really depends on the individual teen and the specific circumstances. While some may require more supervision due to certain behavior or risks more so, others may be able to handle more independence. I think it is important for parents and guardians to establish trust with their teens while also setting appropriate boundaries based on the trust levels and maturity. That is important. The maturity of the teen is very important for the parents when they are setting these boundaries. And then also I think open communication is key to understanding and determining the level of supervision needed for each teen. So it's something that we need to to judge. I don't think that a teen will do very well with being supervised 24/7.
Now, often children's lives are portrayed in a certain way on social media. Can this give rise to low self-esteem issues?
Absolutely. The portrayal of children's lives on social media can definitely lead to self-esteem issues. When children see their peers and influencers posting glamorous and perfect images of themselves, it creates unrealistic expectations and standards. Then they look at this and they think this is how they should look or how they should behave. This definitely leads to feelings of inadequacy, comparison, and low self-esteem. In addition, I think constantly seeking validation and approval through likes and comments on social media can also negatively impact the child's self-worth and self-esteem. I think it is important to monitor and teach children about healthy social media habits and help them understand that what they see online is definitely not a true reflection of reality.
Swamla, sister, I think you've hit the nail on the head what we see online is not necessarily what is actually happening. Many things are just, as they say, they're supposed to children, so there are certain ways or there are certain behaviors which are glorified and presented in a glamorous way, but that is actually not the case when one does research, or sometimes it comes out in the news that this certain celebrity or child celebrity, this has happened to them. But now, nonetheless, sister, we know that teenagers are, when we're dealing with teenagers, we have to deal with them in a very tactful manner, especially as parents. So when should a parent become worried about a teenager's behavior, and how should they approach the subject without pushing the child away?
I think they should become worried. Earlier I mentioned some red flags that we need to take heed of. And I think, if you notice those, and if you see if these signs are noticeable, I think it is important to address the situation promptly and effectively. I think when we approach our teen on the subject, it is crucial for parents, as difficult as it is. As parents, we tend to feel, look, I'm in charge. I'm the parent. You need to listen to me. I'm the parent, not you. But it is crucial for parents to be empathetic, to be non-judgmental and supportive. Some tips, if I may put it that way, on how to communicate effectively with teens. I think both parents or both parties, the child as well as the parent, need to be calm and able to talk openly. So when it's in a heated moment, I think we need to take a step back, just calm down, because sometimes we say things in the heat of the moment that we don't mean later on, and it really is taken the wrong way, and then it escalates and it has consequences that we regret. I think we need to choose the right time and place. We need to have find a quiet and a private moment to talk without distractions. We as parents also tend to just say something, not realizing who's in the round, whether their friends are around, whether there's another adult, and the child would definitely feel. I think it's with any human being. If you are reprimanded in front of somebody, it definitely is very hurtful. And as a teenager, like you mentioned in the introduction, that the capacity of thinking is still developing. So I think we also need to validate their feelings by letting them know that we understand that they might be going through a tough time and that it's okay to feel the way they do. I think we need to listen actively with full attention without judgment and interruption, like I said earlier on. And I think, inshallah, with the grace of Allah, if we keep making dua and we keep an open mind, we can definitely build some rapport and some sort of trust with our teens, and that is ultimately our goal, I think.
Jazakallah so much for your responses, sister.
Jazakallah for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.